This is Here and Now. When singer, songwriter, and actor Luke James hit the scene over a decade ago, critics described him as a rising star with unlimited potential. And all I'm trying to say is we got options. Baby, all I'm saying is we got options. The song Options from his 2014 self-titled album garnered a Grammy nomination. And then the music stopped, at least music distributed by a major label. Luke James went on to focus on acting, with roles on Showtime's The Chi and the movie Little with Issa Rae, among others. Now the music is back, and Luke James says his latest album is the first time he's been able to create music that authentically reflects the true him. Luke James, welcome to Here and Now.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
You call this latest album, To Feel Loved, as a musical reset. What happened in those 6 years since your last album? And what does this new album reflect about you?
In the last 6 years, I've found myself in a place of looking for love and at the same time not feeling completely loved in totality, not just with my art, but just in my life. And I really just needed time with myself. And it just happened naturally. And I found myself falling out of love with music and the whole rigmarole and whatnot. So when I finally had found the space to get back to creating, I guess I began on the journey of searching for the very things that I felt that I was missing, which was the feeling of love and feeling loved.
So you broke up with Island Records, and you say that this felt like creative freedom for you to be able to
yes.
put back the pieces of yourself back together in a way that felt authentic for this album, to
yes.
feel loved, as you say. Let's talk a little bit about your new music from To Feel Loved. I mean, it's just that. It's about love with instrumentation that feels futuristic.
Yeah.
There's also this meditation on what love means. You really hear that with the song Shine On. Let's listen. Collide, you're my beam of light. Shine on. What's great about this, Luke, among lots of things, is that it sounds futuristic, but it's also a chapter from the past. I hear all of that in the sound.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you define love, and what's the message you're trying to share in this song?
Wow. Love is freeing. It is, in some ways, uncontrollable in the sense of that in order to have that true feeling, you have to let go. You know, and that song Shine On is a recollection of how to feel love and what, you know, what it means to love someone and what it means to receive love and what that feels like. That's exactly what that song is. And I guess it's in some ways a plea for someone to feel okay to love me truly.
You created this music before the pandemic and the death of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
You're very much a supporter of social justice causes. Anyone who follows you knows that.
Yeah.
What role do you believe your art plays in responding and reflecting to moments like this?
I think, you know, art, music, and art in totality, I think, has the power and is the way we evolve. It's our communication, our way of communicating and moving to the next level of our humanity. And I believe that my purpose is to instill a sense of empathy, I guess a constant reminder, because that's what it is for me. You know, take time, remember the paths that you've gone down that didn't lead to a place of love, and remember the paths that you did go down that led to love, and share that.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about some of your influences, like Marvin Gaye and others who
yes.
made this amazing music during these really pivotal points in history, like the Civil Rights Movement, and
yes.
how you're making music in this particular moment that generations will listen to. Do you think
yeah.
about this often?
I've thought about it since we've been on quarantine because, of course, I've had a lot of time to reflect. But it wasn't, I guess it had never been in my brain fully until now, especially now when I'm creating another sonic wave of things I need that I don't feel I'm getting due to what's going on in the world, the things that I can feel.
Yeah, what's also beautiful about music is that those who listen to it can take their own interpretations and it means something specific to them. That's the beauty of it.
That is the beauty.
For me, one song that I have been loving from To Feel Loved is Gratitude. It really almost feels like you're speaking to everything that's happening this year. Let's take a listen.
If you were able to wake up and see the sunshine, you're blessed. In the storm and the chaos, if you still have your peace of mind, you're blessed. If you're able to love your brother even though they made mistakes, you're blessed. If you thank God that you're able to keep running this human race, you're blessed. No matter where you're from, no matter how many mistakes you've made, you're blessed.
I mean, those lines, if you ever wake up and see the sunshine, you're blessed. In the storm and the chaos, if you still have your peace of mind,
you're blessed.
Yes. Yeah. To me, I can't help but think about how this message of hope is really a message of right now. But what initially inspired that song?
Because sometimes you can let just simple things really make you feel like the weight of the world is on you. And we just so happened to press record. And as I was saying, I am blessed. We built upon that feeling. And once I lived with just the chant, I knew that I needed a voice. I needed some words that would really help tie it all together and expand on what I was feeling. And so I called a big brother of mine, Kirk Franklin, who was featured on that record, who gave me some words of encouragement, which the words you spoke, which kind of, I don't know, in a way it kind of opens the floodgates. And Kirk Franklin being a voice that I grew up listening to, right? A voice of reason, a voice of, you know, if I ever felt like I didn't feel my connection to God, I felt it through his music.
Oh, that's such a cool story. And Kirk Franklin is a friend of the show. He's been on the show. And like you, I grew up listening to him. You know, I bet you hate when reporters ask you questions about choosing between acting and singing, so I'm not going to ask you that.
It's totally fine. I can answer it for you.
Answer it. No, I don't want you to stop doing either, by the way.
I would not stop doing either. I have found purpose in both. But I can't let go of my roots. The very thing that helps me get through my days is song, you know? And that is something that's within me, and I think, and that is the very thing that has opened the door for me to pursue acting. And so I would choose the mother over the father, for sure.
Yeah. Well, what stories are you drawn to telling as an actor? And how does it influence your music? Do they work in concert with each other?
I just want to be a vessel. I think in my art, music, that's what I'm trying to, you know, I try to summon whatever the spirit calls upon me to let out. That's where I try to be, where I'm not contrived, and it's just pure honesty. And so I guess when I'm looking at a role or a story of some sort, I just want to be where it's honest, where it's telling the truth. And I want to have some fun here and there, but I like to do things that help push the culture forward. Help us have conversation, because that's what art is supposed to do. So anytime I have an opportunity to do that, to tell a story, to shine light on a particular lifestyle that isn't quite celebrated in our time, in our world, hopefully I can help us get closer and connected to one another and evolve into a loveful space.
Well, thank you for this conversation, Luke.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. This is a blessing. Thank you.
That's Luke James, Grammy-nominated artist, whose new album, To Feel Loved, is available now.
Give me your heart and your soul, your body and your brain, your joy and your hurt, pleasure and your pain. Let me feel what you feel and know what you know. You're